The other piece of breaking news tonight, which is very significant, from Washington, D.C., the President of the United States, Donald Trump, saying that his General Jim Mattis, the Defence Secretary, will be retiring with distinction at the end of February. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon, why is this happening now? Good evening.
Good evening to you, Tom. Look, just the amazing end result of President Trump's decision within the last 24 hours to take to Twitter and unilaterally announce that he was pulling US forces out of Syria. He did not consult with the Pentagon on the issue. He completely blindsided the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, and Defense Secretary General James Mattis. And this is by no means the first time that James Mattis has been blindsided by actions that the president has announced on Twitter. So, on Twitter, where else? Donald Trump has announced General Mattis will be retiring with distinction at the end of February. He thanks General Mattis, says tremendous progress has been made with respect to the purchase of new fighting equipment, says General Mattis was a great help to him, but this now leaves another big hole in President Trump's administration. And as you know, Tom, he is already finding it extraordinarily difficult to get people to sign on to that administration. Where on earth is he going to find a replacement defense secretary willing to put up with the kind of nonsense General Mattis has tolerated?
And we know that General Mattis has been signaling to people for a little while that he was ready to go, that he couldn't really put up with it much longer. I think you're right in suggesting this could well be have been the final straw for him in Donald Trump just announcing a major defence policy without even consulting people. And is it fair to say, too, that Jim Mattis was actually a bit of a stop on the more extreme elements of what the White House wants to do in regards to foreign and defence policy?
Look, I think, Tom, that is going to be one of the abiding questions that historians debate about this era in American politics. There are those here in Washington that say that Jim Mattis is the last restraining influence on Donald Trump to be leaving the government. But where is the evidence that he ever succeeded to a great degree in restraining Donald Trump versus the argument of General Mattis's critics who say that by serving in the administration and not, for example, resigning yesterday, but allowing the president to put out this statement today saying he's going to retire with distinction in February, he's only really served to enable President Trump and his worst instincts in office. And I think that that debate, not just about Jim Mattis, but about others that have served for Donald Trump's administration, the former National Security Advisor, General H.R. McMaster, for example, the soon-to-depart White House Chief of Staff, General John Kelly. Did these men actually succeed in any regard in restraining President Donald Trump, or were they simply enabling him by their willing service in the Trump administration? It's going to be a big bone of contention in the years ahead as historians pore over all of this.
Well, someone's got to do it. Simon, thank you. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, bringing us the breaking news tonight that General Jim Mattis will be retiring at the end of February, as announced.